Police declare Manchester synagogue attack a terrorist incident. By Oliver J.J. Lane on October 2, 2025. British counter-terrorism police say, according to the information they have, the combined car knife attack on worshippers at a Manchester synagogue is a terrorist incident. Head of counter-terrorism policing Lawrence Taylor said the evidence before officers on Thursday morning's attack on the Heaton Park Hebrew Congregation Synagogue in Manchester, England has led them to conclude that it may have been a terrorist act. The senior police officer said in a statement this afternoon, "Based on what we know, counter-terrorism policing has declared this as a terrorist incident. Our specialist teams are now leading the investigation into what happened." Taylor said counter-terror police were working with local Manchester police and the National Security Services. The terror declaration came as the casualty figure for the attack was again revised upwards. Two members of the UK Jewish community have died, and four people are critically injured and receiving treatment at hospital. In addition to those victims, the alleged perpetrator himself also died at the scene, having been shot dead by armed police. Taylor also stated that two arrests had been made in relation to the attack. Hours after the attack, no information about the identity of the suspect or his motivations has been made public by police. Taylor said in his statement that while officers believe they know who the suspect is, safety reasons at the scene have prevented a formal identification taking place quickly. This is likely in reference to the deceased being thought to have worn a potential bomb vest, meaning after he was shot he has only been approached by army bomb disposal robots. Greater Manchester Police Chief Constable Sir Stephen Watson confirmed the alleged attacker had worn a garment which had the appearance of an explosive device and that he had been shot dead within 7 minutes of the first calls going through to police. While the alleged attacker was neutralized quickly, Manchester activated a Plato alert, meaning it was instantly being treated as a major incident and emergency services would step up to deal with a marauding terror attack situation. It is not clear whether their activation was automatic because of this classification or if they were summoned, but Britain's Special Air Service Elite Army Response Unit flew to the scene by helicopter and circled the area in case an interdiction was required. Counter-terror boss Taylor said nationally, police were being deployed for additional protection and reassurance. He said, UK policing is mobilising, and it is mobilising fast. Police forces are stepping up patrols across the country at synagogues and Jewish sites and more widely to provide reassurance to all those communities who have been affected by this incident. Police ask the public to remain vigilant and to watch out for suspicious behaviour in their own communities, he said. As earlier reported, two people were killed and several more injured when a man drove a car into pedestrians outside a synagogue in a leafy North Manchester suburb. The alleged attacker exited the vehicle and started stabbing people, including a synagogue security guard, but was locked out of the building. Police praised the bravery and presence of mind of those at the synagogue for acting quickly to shut and lock the door. The suspect was attempting to use his knife to stab his way through a window to gain access to the interior of the synagogue when police arrived. Armed officers ordered the man, who eyewitness footage showed to be a heavily bearded male wearing black clothes, to surrender, but he refused, leading them to apparently shoot to neutralize. Moments later, the man attempted to get up and possibly to interact with his suspicious-looking vest, and officers opened fire again. He died at the scene.